The FBI director said this week that ISIS is now a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda. You have called for boots on the ground to fight ISIS. How does your service, you flew jets in the Middle East, how does it shape your attitudes when it comes to deploying troops abroad?
Well, not only was my time wearing the uniform of the country as a pilot in the United States Air Force helped paint my worldview, but also being the commander-in-chief for the last 14 years of the Texas National Guard. They got deployed into combat zones multiple times. I visited with them over in Iraq and Afghanistan on more than one occasion. I wrote a letter a week to a mom, to a family member, to a loved one, from 2003 through 2010, Jake, of a Texan who lost their life in this war against terror. I know the cost of war. I know, I've seen it on the face of these young warriors and on their families. And before we ever send our young men and women into combat, we need to use every tool that we have.
You're talking about sending troops there to Syria and Iraq to fight ISIS. You think that we've exhausted every measure possible before doing that?
Well, I don't have all of the intelligence at this particular point in time, but I would suggest to you that we need a coalition of those Gulf states, of Saudi, of Jordan, of the Egyptians, the Turks, the Israelis,
but you've called for American troops
as well.
You've called for American troops.
But we would be a part of that. Our special operators would be a part of that. We cannot affect ISIS without having personnel on the ground in a direct combat role. But before we do that, we need to make sure that we do have a coalition.